Zipiango. A customer Zipiango.
Zika chitika. Musabimberera kwa.
Some digs test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Residents demand a price cut as Kwacha gains strength. Poor condition of Chisengamanga Road in Kapirimponshi spark outrage among local residents. And in Africa news, Uganda's social media restrictions remains days after pause. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Government has been urged to intervene and compel business owners to reduce the prices of essential commodities following the recent appreciation of the Zambian kwacha against the United States dollar. Residents say the strengthening of the local currency has so far brought no relief to ordinary citizens as the cost of living remains high. They argue that the appreciation of the kwacha will only be meaningful if it translates into lower prices of basic goods on shop shelves. The residents have further questioned why most retail outlets continue to maintain high prices despite the improved performance of the local currency. The poor condition of Chisengamanga Road in Kapirimponshi has sparked outrage among local residents, with a concerned farmer, Tobias Banda, leading calls for urgent repairs. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Banda said the road, which provides access to Chisengamanga School, has become a major challenge for the community. He explained that the dilapidated state of the road is causing serious hardships to school children, farmers, the elderly, persons with disabilities, and expectant mothers. Mr. Banda described the situation as unacceptable, adding that the road's condition is negatively affecting everyone who depends on it, particularly the most vulnerable members of society. Several road users have echoed Mr. Banda's concerns, calling on relevant authorities to urgently intervene and restore the roads to ensure safe and improved mobility in the area.
Cyclists, even those who are walking, even motorists, it's a big problem because literally there is no balance on that road. There was a bulldozer which came They cleared the road, but then they didn't put any ballast in it. So now vehicles are getting jammed, and their portals, not portals, but their gullies which have developed there. Those gullies need to be filled. If anything, let it be done before the elections come. Otherwise, you're putting us in a tight corner. We need proper mobility. Vehicles which are bringing food or which are taking fertilizer into the farms, they are getting stuck because of the poor state of the land. So please, we need that help, even from the, I don't know whether it is the WTC or it is the...
Mukoshi District Agriculture Coordinator Denny Fitula has revealed that 64,485 households in the district have been affected by an outbreak of armyworms during the current farming season. Mr. Fitula explained that the infestation has affected approximately 41.1 hectares of farmland across the district, representing about 10.3% of the total cultivated area. He further stated that the government has intervened by supplying chemicals and a knapsack of sprayers to help farmers control the armyworms and prevent a further spread of the infestation.
Armyworms were reported in the district, and there were about 64,185 households were affected by the infestation and prevalence of the armyworms. Armyworms attack cereal crops, but mostly maize, which is the one which is affected. So in the district, the hectare which was affected, 41.1 hectares, and the infestation and prevalence percentage is at 10.3.
Initiative for Environmental Protection Executive Director Francis Witola has expressed concern over the growing plastic pollution crisis in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Witola described plastic pollution as a serious environmental threat that can no longer be ignored. He explains that improperly discarded plastics often attract animals that mistake the waste for food, a situation he says can be fatal to wildlife. Mr. Witola has identified improper disposal of plastic waste as a leading cause of plastic pollution in the country. He has since called for collective action to address the problem, emphasizing that protecting the environment is not only the responsibility of government alone.
It's something that we cannot avoid talking about. One thing that we should remember is that these plastics that people discard anywhere, more especially in the parks, they attract animals, because animals think that it's something that they can ingest. And animals will be tempted to ingest those things, which will not be digested in the body. At the end of the day, the animals are harmless, so that they cannot be digested, cannot move through the digestive system. So far that animals will eventually die, even livestock and the other animals will eventually die. They also have the impact on the environment. Because those things normally they don't decompose. Normally they take a lot of so meaning even when they are not there, they will still be there for a long time, which will then create, because they are made in a certain material, which at some point may even react to the sea.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, tokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Imwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN, what are we doing today? current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitego,